Thank you for calling customer service. Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes. Hello. My name is Verlene. I called before booking, so but they keep you guys keep getting the money in my account.
So. Okay, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and take a look at that for you. Kind of start off with your zip code.
76235.
76235? Yes. Can I have your name?
Verlene.
And just really quick, that was 76235?
No, 46.
46235.
Yes.
Thank you. And can I have your name?
Verlene.
And your last name?
Vienaine.
Okay, and I'm not showing an account for you, ma'am. Did you have an email address?
Verlene, V-E-R-L-I-N-E.
I'm sorry, you said
I.
I apologize. Said V.
V-E-R-L-I-N-E.
V-E-R.
Yeah, V-E-R-L-I-N-E.
Yes.
A-I-M-E.
M-E?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Thank you. Let me try that. All right, so I'm not showing anything with that email as well. That was verlineaime at gmail.com.
Yes.
Now, how did you get this telephone number, ma'am?
What telephone number?
How did you get the number to call here? Because I'm not showing down that we have any purchase.
In my account? Yeah, because you guys keep getting money in my account. So they give me this number to call, like, maybe you guys need to stop, to cancel it. So I don't know why.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the first six digits of the credit card at debit card and the last four?
I thought if you got the name, so you're supposed to see my name.
All right, can I have the first six digits of the card and the last four?
So I don't remember it, so I don't have it with me right now.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I'm not able to verify you based on the information that you had given. So we would need you to call back when you have that first, the first six digits and the last four, so we can go ahead and pull your account up and see what's been going on, okay? Mm.